Hi everyone, Jeff here from Gojo Media. I do in-depth and fun food reviews on YouTube. To find me, just search for Gojo Media Jeff.
Tech Webcast, streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands. Brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now. Holding brain hands.
And welcome to episode 347 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 5th of September 2015. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at midday Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us on facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone app. Your hosts today, are Brad, Belinda, myself, Jody, Jacob, Steve, and Paul. And our guest today is Philip Nelson. And Philip is with New Tech Broadcasting and Media Production. So, hey, Brad, how's it going?
Hey, Jody, I'm very well. And yourself?
Awesome. We get a three-day weekend here in the States. It's what we call Labor Day.
Cool.
So that means we have Monday off. Yay.
Let's all clap. How's your week been, Jody?
Very busy, but the summer's been winding down, and everybody's just looking. It's almost like, you know, September is now the new January. It's like the beginning of the year for everyone. So we're just getting ready to dig in and get even more busy.
What about the Apple event happening on Wednesday for you guys? On Thursday for me, but on Wednesday for you, Jody. What are you looking forward to mostly seeing?
I am going to be super excited to see what changes they're making with the iPhone, whether it's going to be a lot of rumors floating around, whether it's going to be a 6S or a 7. I've heard everybody swears that it's going to be one or the other. But that to me is going to be ideal because I'm ready to brick my phone. I have a 5S. It's time.
Time for you. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm looking forward to iOS 9 and the new Watch OS 2 and the new Apple TV.
Cool. All good.
All good. Yes, indeed. Let's go to Jacob. How's your week been, mate? And your last show is today. You're moving on to something else new. Tell us about it.
I won't be completely gone. I might be on time to time, though.
Really?
But I'm moving to Tech Luster.
Yeah, tell us about it. Tell us about it. You're moving on to a new podcast.
I've got Daryl Hunt. Mm-hmm. My co-hosts for my podcast.
Right. Yeah, I know Daryl Hunt. He's been on here before.
He is very, very, very good, and he knows a lot of gaming stuff.
All right. Well, then you two will get along fine then.
It goes back all the way pre-Atari.
All right. Sweet. All right. Let's go to Belinda. How's your week been? You there, Belinda?
Oh, sorry. You cut out. I only heard the first letter.
Oh, really? How's your week been?
You totally dropped out. Pretty good. I've just become an Uber driver, so today's going to be my first drive this afternoon. And so it's been pretty busy. I had to go and meet up with them and do all the paperwork and that sort of thing. We had to meet at a hotel, and there was lots of people there. So a few ex-taxi drivers as well. And then I just had to get the car physically inspected, and then just to make sure it was running and roadworthy and everything. And then they had to do a background check and that sort of thing. So it took about 2 days before I was activated.
Sweet.
So that's good, yeah. So I've just been buying supplies for the car, like water and bubble gum and stuff like that for the passengers.
Nice one.
And also stuff so they can listen to their own music. So, cool. Yeah, it's been pretty busy.
All right. Enjoy that, Belinda.
Yeah, thanks.
No problem. Let's go to Philip. Welcome, Philip. How's your week been, mate?
Oh, it's been fantastic. I just actually just flew in from Miami, Florida, and I've been down there working on a few cool projects.
Good stuff, mate. What have you been working on?
Well, we're working with CBS Interactive and CBSSports.com. They did a 7-hour live webcast with TriCaster and talk show around the fantasy football kickoff this week. So it was a 7-hour live webcast from Buffalo Wild Wings, and it was a lot of fun.
Very cool. All right. Let's go to Steve. How's your week been, Steve?
Oh, it's been pretty good. Right. Yeah, a lot of stuff's been going on. My brother now works for Red Hat.
Oh, cool.
So that's kind of interesting.
Good stuff, man.
And, of course, I finally got my new 2013 Mac Pro come in on Wednesday, so I've been busy trying to get it configured, putting all my software on there and license subscriptions and stuff.
Nice one.
And using that.
Nice one. Good on you. Good on you. You're looking forward to the Apple event this week, Steve? What are you looking forward to seeing mostly?
Aren't they? Are they going to be announcing like the new El Capitan?
Yep.
Back
that,
desktop?
I hope so. That and iOS 9 and apparently a new Apple TV, new iPhone. What else? I don't know what else.
For El Capitan, because it's going to utilize the metal, which is going to be great for use in applications, spinning up applications.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, because I do a lot of video editing, so hopefully we'll see some improvements as far as that goes.
All right. Cool. As mate, let's go to Blender. Are you looking forward to the Apple event Blender this week?
Yeah, for sure. The El Capitan thing will be good.
Yeah, definitely.
And or iOS 9, yeah. And they're doing something with Apple TV, aren't they?
Yeah, new Apple TV, apparently.
New Apple TV, but is that coming out as well?
Hopefully
yeah, that should be good.
Yep.
Yeah, because I use mine every day to stream from my computer to the big TV.
Yeah,
so,
they're definitely coming
looking
in handy.
Looking forward
Apple.
To that.
Mm, definitely. All right. Well,
and also the watch. If I get a watch one day, maybe I will.
Yeah, get the watch. The watch is fine. I love my Apple Watch. Yeah. I use mine every day. I love it. Let's go. What else is happening? I'm getting a Moto 360, the new one. That's coming soon to review. And that that's getting a review to buy someone. What else? Steve, I'm getting a new SSD drive for my Mac Mini.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Where are you getting it from?
That's coming from Crucial. Is it Crucial? Not Crucial. I can't remember the name. The name.
It's Crucial, Brad.
Is it?
Yes.
You sure?
Yeah, because you showed me the website.
Okay. All right, anyway, yeah, apparently I'm getting one from there. They're sending me one for free to review and that sort of thing, so that's going to be good to check out. Yeah. What else? That's it. Jacob, tell us more about Tech Luster and what are you going to have on there each week?
Well, I'm going to start out slow with no guests.
Mm-hmm.
That right now I'm doing it a little bit differently.
Well, explain.
I'm going to have my own – I'm going to have tech tips of the week and stuff like that.
Cool.
Then the news stories. But I'm not just going to have it from Windows. I'm going to have it from Mac, Linux.
All right.
And which are the best Linux distros of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that.
All right. You there, Jody?
Yep. Sorry, right. I was on mute.
Sorry, that's right. What's your view on this, Jacob, moving on to Tech Luster each week?
Oh, well, you know what? He was on Tech Luster before, and I think he did a really great job with it. So I think it'll be an exciting move for him. He'll get more airtime.
Oh, definitely,
and,
yeah.
And I wish you all the best with it, Jacob.
Yeah, good luck, Jacob, with the podcast, man.
Thank you.
And you won't be on for a while. Blinda, what about you?
Yeah, it's a great idea, and he did a good job previously with Tech Luster, as Jody was saying, so
yeah.
I'm sure it'll be really good, and Daryl is a great guy.
Oh, he is.
So
yeah.
He's really up with all the latest technology and that sort of thing.
Yep.
So,
all right.
Yeah, it should be great. I can't wait to listen.
It should be interesting to see. Also, it'll be in video too, right, Jacob?
Yes.
All right, and where can people watch that when the first episode goes up tomorrow? Where can they listen to it or watch it?
Just at my YouTube channel. I have everything on my my Google.
What's the YouTube channel, mate?
Jazzbot32669.
Yep, 1Z.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the news then. Jody, here's some news for you guys to enjoy.
And here's Belinda with the news.
Thank you, Jody. Apple will announce an updated 21.5-inch iMac with a 4K display at the end of October, alongside the release of the OS X El Capitan, reports 9to5 Mac. The new iMac will then begin shipping out to customers in early November. A new 21.5-inch Retina iMac has been anticipated for several months following the discovery of code in OS X El Capitan that pointed towards a 21.5-inch machine with a resolution of 40.96 by 2304. That code pointed towards Broadbell chips with Intel Iris Pro Graphics 6200 and AMD Radeon M380. And to M395X discrete graphics, which may hint at the hardware we'll see in the updated iMac. And we've got Mozilla. Mozilla's drops first public preview of the Firefox for iOS. Mozilla is beginning to preview its iOS Firefox browser, rolling it out today for testing in New Zealand, according to a company blog post. The goal is for the company to gather data so that they are able to bring Firefox for iOS to the App Store for the rest of the globe later this year. And Firefox specified the goal of the preview in a blog post. Our goal is to create a great browsing experience for iOS with Firefox. With this first public preview, we will be collecting feedback in one country before we extend availability to get feedback in a few more countries prior to a full public launch. So that's a great one. I've always wanted to have Firefox on my computer, so that will be awesome. And another story we have from slashgear.com. Philips unveils new 4K UHD Android TV lines at IFA 2015. Along with the jump to 4K UHD resolutions, TV makers are also jumping onto the smart bandwagon by putting out a selection of smart TVs. While some are still waiting for Apple's play with the upcoming Apple TV, others are already rallying behind Google's representative, the aptly named Android TV. That's original. One of those manufacturers is Philips, and at the IFA 2015 this week, it revealed three new smart TV lines, all bearing 4K UHD resolutions and Android TV, and each with a special feature of its own. So that sounds exciting, that one. And this, for some reason, this page won't load. I'll just go to the next story, however. Not sure what's going on with these stories. They're not coming up on my screen. My screen has just gone all black for some reason. Hang on a sec, Lou.
Are the stories not loading, Linda?
Could somebody take over?
Yeah, go ahead, Jody. Bad echo. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, I can go ahead and cover at least my own
ahead,
story
mate.
Here.
Go ahead.
This is I got from Mac Rumors. I thought it was very interesting, not just because Apple bought it, but it's very interesting technology. Real-time motion capture firm Facelift may have been acquired by Apple. Based on a few whispers and some research, Mac Rumors believe that Swiss real-time motion capture firm Faceshift may have been acquired by Apple in recent weeks. Makeshift has been working with game and animation studios as well as smaller companies on technology to quickly and accurately capture facial expressions using 3D sensors, including releasing Makeshift Studio software with plugins for animation software like Maya and Unity.
All right, good stuff, Steve. Do you want to read the next two, Steve, from Jody?
And yeah, let me go ahead and
the iPhone 6M.
Okay, yeah, I gotta get that one. Okay, we also got from oops, that didn't work. Arg. Okay, I got it right here. Now this is also, well, actually this is from The Verge. Apple's iPhone 6S announcement, what to expect. Of course, this is reading what we said earlier about the Apple keynote coming up. It's time of the year again. For 5 years now, Apple has a big event around September to announce the next iPhone, or as in the past 2 years, the next iPhones. This year, it's no different. Apple's holding a major event on Wednesday, September 9th, in one of the biggest San Francisco conference halls it's ever occupied. We're expecting two new iPhones, but the announcements won't stop there. It's going to be a big event. If the reports coming out of Cupertino are accurate, we may be seeing a long-awaited refresh of the Apple TV, a bigger and more capable iPad, and even an updated iPad Mini. And that's some of the things coming up for the event.
Sounds good.
And
sounds good.
We also have one Blab. I don't think we've done that one yet. Goodbye, Google Hangouts. Hello, Blab.im. Is Google Plus is dead or a ghost town? I don't know, and I really don't care. But what do I know is my favorite aspect of Google Plus was, without question, Google Hangouts. And yes, we need to scroll down to find more information about this.
Yeah, we actually used. Where's the echo coming from?
Oh, it might be just.
I don't know, but I'm having technical difficulties.
Yeah, so am I. It's really bad echo. Can you all mute? Let me just mute. Blindy, you there?
Yeah, I just muted you.
Okay, let's mute. Jake, can you mute?
Brad, I've been muted the whole entire time.
So why is your echo coming through? But anyway.
It's not me. I was muted.
Something was echoing.
I'm not sure where it's coming from. But anyway, Steve, so what do you think view on Blab? Steve?
There we go. I had to unmute.
Oh, God. Can you please don't mute?
Steve, are you listening to yourself on your Ustream stream?
Yeah, well, I don't have it. See, if I start monitoring myself, I'll actually get a feedback.
Yeah, that,
that's what really that's bad. What's happening.
Yeah, you need to stop that, mate.
Believe me, if I was doing that, I'd really know. I'd probably have to take off my headphones. But I'm not utilizing the monitor.
All right. Let's go to Philip. What's your view on all them stories, mate?
You know what? I hear you because of the echo.
Yeah, it's really bad echo. I can't record this podcast. Seriously, this is not listenable. I can't do it.
We're doing it.
Nah, we can't record it. It's too not good.
I don't know what happened to the stories. I brought the story up and my screen just went all black. Like all the bits were blacking out where I had to read it.
Piece of shit.
That was so weird.
Did you ask me if I had any news?
Go ahead, Steve.
Tell us your news.
Yeah, go ahead, Philip.
Hi, Philip.
You know, of course I can talk about new tech news, but I am very excited about Star Wars Friday here in America. Where they are releasing all the new Star Wars toys as they hype going into the new movie. And everybody I know that's a hardcore Star Wars fan is combing Walmart, Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Disney Store, picking up all the new toys.
They're also on Amazon.
Yeah, on Amazon as well. Yep, Amazon as well. So Philip, give us a quick brief on what you do, mate, really quick before this goes down really bad. Tell us about what you do, mate.
So I work at New Tech. I'm the chief relationship officer, and I've been at New Tech 17 years. And, New Tech is known for a couple of different things. I mean, we started we were the first company to truly make desktop video back in the early 90s with the Video Toaster, which won a Primetime Emmy and allowed anyone to make live television. But at that time, there was still a gatekeeper, and that was a television network or a cable network, or, you know, there was no way for everyone to get their show out to the world. And so now you fast forward to this modern time, and, you know, we've released the TriCaster, which is, you know, a leading technology for, you know, live streaming and live video production. A lot of people don't realize this, but NewTek clients are producing over 250,000 hours of video a month.
Wow.
I certainly didn't realize that. That's a lot.
That's a lot of video.
Yeah. That is a lot.
And,
yeah.
You know, the cool thing for us is that, you know, it's not just the television networks and, you know, because we do work with a lot of the big, with the NBA and the NHL and National Football League and, you know, even FoxNews.com and various, you know, other clients. But the same technology that those guys are using is also being used by fifth grade students in Las Vegas to do a daily newscast for their school. And, you know, that's really our concept, was to democratize live television. And so, you know, it's affordable enough that, you know, a school can afford it because it starts at $5,000.
Jeez.
And it's powerful enough that, you know, CBSSports.com.
Yeah. You're breaking up really bad, Philip.
I think that's awesome.
That's very cool. Very cool.
Is this a technology? Is this a software? How would you designate?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yes, it was.
And Jody,
you.
That was you talking, right? So the TriCaster is a hardware and software solution. It's basically an appliance. So you buy a TriCaster, plug in a computer monitor, plug in your cameras, plug in some microphones and internet, and make a multi-camera live show. And the name TriCaster comes from the fact that it can broadcast to three things at one time. So I can go live to the web, I can go live to broadcast television, or I could go live to video screens. So in a sports arena, you could go out to, you know, LCD TVs on the concourses and go out to the web, you know, streaming to YouTube Live or, you know, Ustream or Akamai. And then it could also go out live to network television. But it is a hardware software solution, and it allows you to mix your multiple cameras. It allows you to add in some graphics and lower thirds. It allows you to roll in video clips that you've pre-edited. You know, it even has green screen capability with virtual sets.
You
can do a very polished live television show with a TriCaster Mini that starts at like $5,000.
That's really not too bad.
Very cool. Wow. Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah, I've actually been watching the Gilmore Gang, Philip. They actually use your equipment to do the show. Great
setup. The techies like Steve Gilmore.
Yep.
They are definitely users. I mean, we work with Leo Laporte at Twit. Robert Scoble.
Yep.
Does his live stuff with TriCaster, and even Jason Calcanis with his shows. So yeah, the tech gurus, man, are definitely adopting TriCaster, yeah. And we love it.
Definitely. Okay, Blint, go ahead, Jody. Yep.
Yeah, I was just curious, in addition to the tech gurus that, you know, I mean, they're kind of like ahead of the curve, who's your customer? Who are you selling these to?
You know, it really is such a wide spectrum. I mean, in the enterprise market, 80 of the Fortune 100 companies are clients. The NBA, National Basketball Association, we work with the WNBA, the NBA Development League. The NBA Development League streams all their games to YouTube and also goes out to live television at NBA.com. We've got them, you know, running. We just did a 7-hour show with CBSSports.com live from Buffalo Wild Wings in South Florida. It's television networks. It's high schools doing football games and dignitary visits and high school graduations. It's churches. It's corporate marketing departments. It really is all over the place because, you know, we live in this modern world where we communicate through video for the most part. They say a picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, with video, you get, 30 pictures per second, and we communicate through video, and all even the print media like the newspapers are all going to live video. In that space, we're working with like the New York Times, USA Today, and local newspapers. And so, it's really anybody that needs to communicate through video, and they want it to look like network television, because that's the most important part for us, is when you're doing a show, your value is based on a couple things, and the content is critical. But if it looks like network television, it's easier to monetize that content, because we all are television experts. We've watched TV since we were kids, and people put more value in content that looks like network television over just a simple webcam. And so that's why we see the big podcasters and networks and all those guys using the technology like the TriCaster. And it does even the playing field, because it's not about deep pockets anymore. With this, the TriCaster, I've mentioned it before, but the TriCaster Mini, being under $5,000, if you build your own system and buy a computer and get all the cards and roll it together, you're going to spend almost that much. And we have an elegant, simple solution that is very, very powerful and very easy to use.
All right. Good information, Philip. Let's go to Belinda real quick. Any questions, Belinda, for Philip?
Yeah, I was just going to ask Philip what you think of the live streaming apps like Meerkat and Periscope, and whether you use those sort of things.
I was at South by Southwest when Meerkat launched, and I saw the insanity around it. And it was interesting to see Twitter just take the wind out of Meerkat's sails by basically killing, their links during the launch. I used Periscope, and it is kind of interesting. I was doing some experiments with Periscope where if I was going to ride my motorcycle to work, and this may, I'm going to lose your respect when I tell you this, because as somebody who works in television, you would think I would have a more elegant solution, but I duct taped my phone to my motorcycle jacket.
Oh, wow.
And would ride to work. And just, I was going to say, who would want to watch me ride a motorcycle to work? And, I'd have like 30, 40 people watching me ride a motorcycle to work with tons of hearts. And they'd be sitting at their desk just watching me ride a motorcycle and look at the speedometer and the road and me passing cars and trying not to fall off the motorcycle. It was funny. One day, the duct tape came loose, and as I'm riding down the road, the phone falls. But fortunately, duct tape's so magical, it stuck to the gas tank, and I did not lose my phone. So, but I think those are great apps. It's enabling people to go live from anywhere in a very easy way. It does drive me crazy that Periscope is locked into not 16:9, but 9:16. So it's a vertical video instead of horizontal. But
yeah, Meerkat has the same problem.
Yeah, it's like if you're going to record it, it's nice to be able to have 16:9, aspect ratio, so that you could use that content somewhere else instead of having huge pillars on each side of your video if you ever want to use it in a show or a broadcast. But yeah, I love those technologies. I think it's great that anyone can go live from anywhere, and the notification system's really nice. There's certain artists like Tom Green is a longtime cool friend of New Tech. He was actually, to my knowledge, the first mainstream celebrity to do live streaming content on their own. I mean, he created a show years and years ago called Live from Tom Green's House. And he just he put a desk in his living room and did a live talk show. And the green room was his kitchen. And people would jump in the pool off the roof and do crazy things. And Tom's Periscope is fun to watch. He could sit there, walk down the street, and it's fascinating. And, we were having dinner in L.A., and Tom was telling me how much he loved Periscope. And it was so weird, because he says, I'm going to Periscope dinner, and I'm going to show you. And so we're sitting there, he goes, I'm here with my friend Phil, and we're having dinner at the Velvet Margarita or Pink Taco or whatever it was. in Hollywood, and he shows me, and we're just having chips and salsa, and my phone starts blowing up.
Wow.
And it's people that I didn't even know were Tom Green fans. Like, one of my buddies is he's an executive at Sony Music Nashville, and he texts me, and he's like, I about had a heart attack when I'm watching Tom Green's Periscope, and you're on it. And it really showed the power of that. If you can build your audience, it's like with anything, you know, it's another outlet to reach your audience. And if you have, if your style of storytelling lends itself to that medium, it's great. You know, it's not great for everything, but, you know, I haven't really found something that I just love to do on it yet for me personally. But, you know, every now and then I'll ride a motorcycle and stream it.
Very cool. Very cool, Philip. Let's go to Steve. Any questions, Steve, before we go to Jacob?
Go to Jacob.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Yep.
Yeah, we can. Yep.
Okay.
I think that echo is coming from you.
Yeah, Steve? It was. Is it echoing now?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yep.
Well, yeah, that's why I went in there. I muted too. Earlier, I knew it was for me, but yeah, I'll go ahead and tell you what I'm going to tell you, and I'll go ahead and mute again.
Yep.
Just so we won't get any echoes. I just want to talk about new tech and their use of the TriCaster. I think it's in many ways an integrated system, often works a bit better. I do use Wirecast for broadcasting, which I'm using actually right now, but a lot of times you got to be very careful on doing system upgrades of the operating system, drivers, and so on. So usually integrated system will be not only a bit easier, it'll take the trouble of doing upgrades on a regular basis. And so can you tell me, Philip, like, how do you do your upgrades or updates? Is it all integrated through the internet, or it has to be done separately for each device, or how does that work?
That's a very good question. You know, the concept of TriCaster is that it's more of an appliance. And we even tell our customers, you don't think of this as a computer. It is a live television appliance. And it is based on a Windows operating system, and we do hide the OS so that when you boot into TriCaster, it goes right into our interface, and then you can start making a live show. But if you need to do administrative, you know, stuff, you can go into an admin mode and go into Windows. But we don't even recommend that people update Windows on TriCaster. If we do an update, if we do a patch, you would just say check for updates on your TriCaster, and it would download a full, you know, setup to, you know, update everything from the OS to the TriCaster software. And, you know, it is an appliance, though, so it's not like you have to go in and upgrade graphics card drivers and things like that. And one of the reasons we went with that model is because when somebody's making a live show, they just want to make a live show and they want it to work. And the problem with software-only solutions is usually people have it installed on their computer. They've got other apps installed on that computer, and you update a driver here and there's rippling effects, or you update your software for your graphics card and maybe it breaks something. And so we've just removed all that variables by having it as an appliance. And we do offer software updates, that like even paid updates and some free updates. And then we've even had, for our Pro line, when we come out with a new hardware solution, we offer trade-in upgrades so that people could stay modern with their technology at a really aggressive price. And NewTek always errs in the favor of taking care of our customers. And that's one of the reasons we've been able to build such a loyal, fanatical following. And it's the way we take care of our customers on upgrades and things like that.
All right, good answer. Let's go to Jacob. Let's go to Paul first. Paul's any question? Welcome, Paul, to the show, by the way. All right, he's not going to talk. Let's go to Jacob. Any questions?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Mate. Sorry, it took a while to get off mute.
Okay. All right. Go
can
ahead,
you
mate.
Hear me now?
Yep. What do you want to say? Yep. Go ahead, mate. Maybe you can't hear me.
So your software, does it actually support Mac OS as well, or is it just Windows-based?
It's not software. It's actually an appliance. So you buy a TriCaster, it is a hardware-software solution.
Okay, so it's both.
It's turnkey. You plug in your monitor, plug in your mouse and keyboard, plug in your camera's mic, and hit stream or whatever. Now, we have technology we've invented to allow you to bring in remote sources through Ethernet, and it basically is a scan converter through Ethernet. And we do support both Windows and Mac. So, you know, if you're doing a show and you want to bring in a website, if you're doing, let's say, a fantasy football show, and you want to go to a website and show a web page, you can bring that in through Ethernet, which is nice because if you have a 4-channel TriCaster or an 8-channel TriCaster, you don't have to take up 2 of those channels for your network inputs. We even have AirPlay support, which allows you, if you have an iPad, you could say, I want to show this video, and you just play it, and it, through AirPlay, it comes in as a remote source, once again, through our network input. So as far as supporting Mac, that's how we support the Mac. Also, we, in addition to being a live broadcasting tool, we also do recording. And so if you're doing a show, you can record it to the hard drive, and you can take that content and use it on a Mac, Final Cut, Premiere, and bring it into whatever editor you want to, and turn things around very fast.
All right, good answer, Philip. Good on you, Philip. Good on you, Paul, for being on, mate. Let's go to Jacob. Any questions?
Well, I was just going to have one that's just tech-related.
Yeah, go ahead, mate.
Which one would be better? If you were if you were doing a show, if you use a voice changer, would software or which one would be better, software or hardware?
A voice changer? You mean like if you want to sound like Darth Vader and pitch shift or?
Yeah, if I'm doing a show, and I just
I don't really have an opinion on that one. I mean, on stuff like that, I'm a musician. In my spare time, I'm a country singer. And the way I look at music technology is I many times like to have little black boxes for that kind of thing, just so that you have a little more flexibility in how you use it. But, you know, if you're doing a podcast, it's nice to just have it on the computer. So, you know, I think with things like that, it just depends on the application. But, for when I'm on stage, I actually do like to have, little boxes for that kind of thing.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Good stuff. So, Philip, where can they get hold of you, Philip, if they want to get hold of you, mate? Hold of you, Philip, if they want to ask any more questions, mate?
The way that we don't care, the AirPlay support I was mentioning is for AirPlay in to the TriCaster. So if we were doing this show and Brad wanted to show a video and you were doing the live video podcast, he could go to his iPad and have AirPlay connected to the TriCaster and say, play this video, and as it plays, it's a live source into your live video podcast. Now, getting content out of the TriCaster, like I said earlier, the name TriCaster comes from the fact that you can broadcast to 3 things at once: web, broadcast television, and screens, digital signage. So if you were wanting to watch this on your Apple TV, you can stream to any content delivery network that you choose, whether it's Akamai or Ustream or YouTube Live or even Yahoo or, whatever platform. So if you had an Apple TV and you wanted to watch your podcast, it would just depend on where you streamed it to. I mean, most of the CDNs seem to have apps or certain hosts have apps. So you just would make sure that you pick a stream host partner that supports or that has an app for your Apple TV.
All right. Good stuff, Philip. Where can they get hold of you, mate, if they want to ask any more questions?
Cool. Oh, where can you get a hold of
me? Yeah, appreciate your time.
If you'd like to ask me any questions relating to New Tech, TriCaster, or riding motorcycles or adventure or whatever, you can track me down at Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, 1L, at
1L.
N-E-W-T-E-K.com, and also on Twitter, I'm at Philip Nelson with 1L.
Good stuff, mate. Appreciate your time for being on. Sorry about all the hiccups and that sort of stuff. That's what you get with podcasting and internet connections.
It's all fun, man. I appreciate it. You got to love the power of technology.
Exactly.
That we can have this large group here chatting from all over the world and bringing this show together. You got to love it.
Indeed, mate. Indeed. I don't even edit nothing out of this podcast. It all just goes up. Nothing. I don't even edit it.
And I think tomorrow morning for breakfast, in your honor, I'm going to go eat some Vegemite.
Go ahead, mate. Make sure you have it on toast and butter.
A toast with some butter, man, yes, and I'm going to be good to go.
All right. Send us a photo of it.
Okay.
Appreciate your time, Philip. Thanks, mate. You rock. Love your work.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you guys having me.
Thanks, man. Let's go to Belinda. How's your? Let's go to Belinda. Where can they get hold of you?
I'm on Twitter at BDemi, and I've also got a YouTube channel. It's Belinda's Vlogs, and you can get that, and the username on the thing is BDemi10. Wish I could change it. But
all right.
That's what it is. So.
That's all right. Good name. Let's go to Jacob. Where can they get hold of you, mate?
At JazzBot326691Z.
All right, let's go to Paul. What about Jody? Let's go to Jody. Jody, what about you?
My mute button keeps getting stuck too.
What is
you can
the
find
mute
me on
button?
Twitter as Sunswept. You can find me here at Tech Webcast. My website, which is webmarcom.net, and pretty much all the usual places as Jody Rains. And that was Jewel.
Good on you, Jewel.
She's chiming in.
Good on you. Thank you, Jewel, for your input. Let's go to Steve. What about you, Steve? Paul. Let's go to Paul. Paul, what about you, mate?
Yeah, you can grab me on Pico TV on the YouTubes and also Pico 12 on Twitter, as well as my Android and iOS application. Also, another thing, the Android application for Tech Webcast, that's a little bit delayed.
Okay.
Because I found a few issues that Jacob may have discovered.
Yes, he did.
Last night. Mm-hmm. So I may need to just hold off on the release yet for that.
All right, too easy, mate. What about the Apple event this week, Paul? Give us a quick brief on what your opinion on that was going to be like.
Sorry, what was that? I missed it.
The Apple event. What's your opinion on that for this week? What's going to happen? What are they going to announce?
Well, I do think it's just going to be another iPhone event. There might be a few surprises as well in the mix, but I'm definitely know it's going to be an iPhone event.
And I know for a fact...
So we could probably expect an iPhone 2 weeks or a week and a half after.
I take it you'll be getting one.
Nothing sort of changes there.
No, it doesn't at all. No, it doesn't change at all. Thanks.
I'm going to be the first one in line, so you guys are going to have to wait for Apple.
Yeah, you'll be getting one for sure, Jade. I know that for a fact. Let's go to Steve. What about you, Steve?
Oh, before I... can you hear? Okay. Before I go on to my... where you can find me, Philip Nelson also wanted to say about his company, the newtech.com, which you can find video production solutions for TriCasters on that website. As far as myself, I think it's a great show. Enjoyed having Philip here, and you can find me on Twitter as Chatterbox_live.
Good stuff, Steve. Thanks for being on, mate. Appreciate your time. Enjoy your new Mac. Your new Mac.
You lucky dog.
Yes, he's a lucky person. New Mac. That's so cool.
Wait a minute. Before we go any further, I have to find out, Philip, what are you riding?
I ride a Harley Dyna Super Glide.
Okay, I've got a Fortel Deluxe. That's why I had to ask.
Yeah, it's my motorcycle is so simple. It's an engine, a gas tank, and a seat, nothing fancy. It's like a mid-90s Super Glide.
Wow.
And I love it.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Very awesome. All right. Thanks for being on, guys. Appreciate your time. See you next week. And I hope
y'all have a great weekend.
You too, Philip. Enjoy your long weekend, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Tech Webcast.
The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha, stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha, ha. Tech, 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 tech webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer. Boom!